Morning, my peoples. Good morning, my peoples. All right, that's the spirit. As Theo said, my name is Edith, and I am part of a teaching team here, and I'm excited to bring you God's word this morning. If you're online, welcome. Welcome home, because if you believe in Jesus, then this is home, wherever it is that you're at, but this is home, so welcome home. If you've been a regular here, the past few weeks, we've been going through a series titled, What Keeps You Going? What Keeps You Going? And so so far we've covered what keeps you going when you face failure, what keeps you going when you don't know the future, what keeps you going when you feel rejected, what keeps you going when you don't get what you want, what keeps you going when you feel uncertain. And today we continue with that series, and we're looking at what keeps you going when you feel unprepared. What keeps you going when you feel unprepared? When I saw that as the topic that I would be speaking on, at first I was like, perfect, no one better to speak on this subject, because I feel prepared, over 90% of the times when I'm supposed to preach, I feel unprepared. So I'm like, yeah, perfect, I am the perfect candidate for this. And then I thought, maybe not, because since I always feel unprepared, how am I supposed to speak on this since I am, somebody needs to speak to me on this, not, I speak into this. But here we are today. I do trust and believe that God will speak to us today, and so we'll get into God's word. Our passage for today is Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4, I'll read verses 1 until 17. This passage is sort of like in the middle of a conversation, so I just want to give you a little bit of history to the passage that we find ourselves in. It's a very familiar story. You'll remember Moses, the dude that God chose. At this point, he had run away from Egypt and to Midian, where he met Jethro, and Jethro gave his daughter for Moses to marry. So he was married, had kids. He had lived in Midian for many years, and at this point, he was tending his father's sheep. And so one day, he walks into the mountains with his father's sheep. He's tending the sheep, and he sees something strange. He sees a fire from within a bush. Okay. So as I was reading this passage, stay with me, because I could see it as a movie. In those movies where, you see somebody who sees something or hears something and they want to go closer and see closer what it is happening. And I'm like, don't go. Just don't go there. Like, you get scared for them because you're like, don't go. This is where Moses is. He sees a fire from within a bush, and he's like, oh, I want to go closer. Like, I would be walking away from it. But here we find Moses going closer to the bush. And so he's walking closer, and then from within the bush, a voice says, Moses, Moses. At this point, if the words were Edith, I would be Usain Bolting the way out of there. Like, you could not catch me. I would be running out of there. There is no way I am staying to hear whatever is next, to see whatever comes next from a burning bush that is talking. But for some reason, Moses stays. He hears his name called out, and he says, here I am. Can you imagine that? A bush calls to you, and you say, here I am? Crazy, but anyway, whatever reason, Moses stays, and he says, here I am. And God says, I am God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I have heard the cry of my people, the Israelites, and I want to redeem them. I want to rescue them from the captivity that they are in and bring them back to Canaan, to the promised land, the land filled with milk and honey. And I want you to lead them. I want you to guide them as they do this transition from captivity and slavery to freedom. I want you to lead my people. And so Moses is, sort of like going back and forth with God. And he's like, what? Who are you? He says, I'm God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am who I am. Tell them I am has sent me. And so Moses is having a conversation with God, with a bush, the burning bush. And so this is where we come into the story. So this is in the middle of that conversation that Moses is having with God. And so we come to the story in Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 to 17. So in reverence for God's word, I'll ask those of you who are able to stand as we read God's word this morning. Exodus 4, 1 to 17. Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not really appear to you'?" Then the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of a snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," says the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was leprous like snow. "Now put it back into your cloak," he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord said, "If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they may believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground." Moses said to the Lord, "Oh Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." But Moses said, "Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it." Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, "What about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He's already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. But take this staff in your hand so that you can perform the miraculous signs with it." Let us pray. God, you do speak to us this morning. Would our hearts be open to what you want to teach us this morning? So would you speak? Would you encourage? Speak to us this morning, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. As I said, we're talking about what keeps you going when you feel unprepared. Now, I'm not going to ask you to, you know, if you have ever felt unprepared, because it's a Sunday morning. Some of you lie to me, and I just don't want that for you. So I'm not going to go there, because I feel like all of us at one point or another, we have felt unprepared. You know, it might be for an exam. Of the hundreds and thousands, millions. I'm sure I have taken millions of exams in my life, from standard one, even before standard one. Like, I don't know why they give kindergarten kids exams and tests, but anyway, of the millions of exams that I have taken, so many times, more times than not, I felt unprepared. Going for an interview, you feel unprepared. For me, every time I come to preach, most times I feel unprepared to do that. I don't know, you might have a new challenge, a new job, a new relationship, a new place, a new school, whatever it is, you might feel unprepared for that. So you are in the right place if you feel unprepared for something. For me, last week, I ran a marathon, and I felt unprepared for that. I thought 42 kilometers, I'm like, surely I'm going to die to run 42 kilometers. I felt unprepared. A friend of mine, I was hanging out with some friends the night before. He's like, "Are you ready? Are you prepared?" I was like, nah. I actually told someone, like, "I don't know. I feel like tomorrow will come," and I wake up at 8 o'clock and think, oh, that was today. I was supposed to run today. That's how unprepared I was. I felt unprepared for this marathon. And even like a few minutes before we actually started running, I still felt unprepared. And so if you have ever felt unprepared in your life, if you feel unprepared right now, you're in the right place. You are in the right company because I feel unprepared. There are many people here who feel unprepared. Moses in this passage felt unprepared. And so one of the things that stood out to me as I was reading this passage, as I was preparing for today, is a thought that I did not want to really think much about it. I did not want it to be true, but I think it is true, that preparation does not guarantee success. Preparation does not always guarantee success. I want to be told that if you prepare, you will succeed. That's what I want to hear. You know, that would be a good sermon. Prepare and you will succeed. Amen? Yes. You know, but that's not true. I'm sure, you know, for all of us, at some point we have prepared for something. You have given it your all. You have given it time and energy and thought and whatever it is that you wanted to give it. But then you did not succeed. You prepared for that exam. You, I don't know, studied and sleepless nights and all that and still failed. You prepare for an interview and you are, you know, not taken for that job. So preparation does not always guarantee success. It's hard to hear, but it is the truth. Preparation does not always guarantee success. Now you might say, oh, well, okay, well, that's it then. There's no need for me to prepare for anything. There's no need for me to, you know, spend time and energy preparing for whatever it is that I have. But no, don't get me wrong here. Preparation is good because in preparation, you honor God, you know, honor others, and you honor the task that God has given you. So yes, preparation does not always guarantee success. But when you prepare, you honor God, you honor others, and you honor the task that God has given you. I've learned this especially with our youth work. I was talking with Kate earlier this week about this same thing. So for me, I spend a lot of time with our youth. And when I come here on a Sunday morning and I am leading the youth, I'm doing either the lesson or the games or whatever it is that I am doing. If I spend time preparing for that, it shows that I honor God. I'm saying God has given me this task and I am going to give it the time, the energy it deserves. I am honoring God by preparing. I am honoring others. I'm honoring the youth. I'm saying I see you. I know that you deserve my time, my energy for me to do this. I am honoring the youth in doing that. I'm honoring the task that God has given me. And so, yes, preparation does not guarantee success, but we do need to prepare because in preparation, we honor God. In preparation, we honor others. In preparation, we honor the task that God has given us. So whatever task it is that you have been given, prepare for it. Do your due diligence because God requires it of you. Yes, you might not succeed in the end, but prepare anyway, because that is what God requires of you, because it honors him, it honors others, and it honors the task that God has given you. So looking at this passage and Moses and how he dealt with this situation that he had at hand, God has given him this task of leading the children of Israel out of captivity to the promised land. We see a few things that we learn about Moses and ourselves, about why we feel unprepared. And so this is not an extensive list. It is some of the reasons that we find from this passage, some of the reasons that we see why we feel unprepared. And so first of all, you feel unprepared when you don't know the outcome. You feel unprepared when you do not know the outcome. And so we see here Moses, like in verse 1, he says, God, what if they don't listen to me? What if they don't believe me? What if they say, no, God did not really appear to him? And so he's worried about what the people will say, about the outcome of this task that God has given him. And so he feels unprepared because it's like, I don't know what will come out of this. I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be. And so he feels unprepared. And I might feel unprepared when we do not know the outcome. We're like, okay, You're saying, I should do this, but I don't know if I will succeed in this, if the outcome will be what I want it to be, if the outcome will be lovely, if the outcome will be positive. And so you feel unprepared. We feel unprepared when we do not know the outcome. And so Moses is in that place. He's like, yeah, God, you're saying I should do this, but I don't know how the people will react. I don't know what the outcome of this will be. He feels unprepared. Secondly, he feels unprepared because he doesn't have the skills or abilities. You feel unprepared when you don't have the skill or ability. And so Moses here says, but God, I don't know how to speak. I don't know how to lead. I don't know how to do this task that you have given me. I don't have the skills. I don't have the abilities. And there are many times we find ourselves in such a place. It's not always that God asks you to do something that you are confident in, something that you're comfortable with. There are many times that God is going to ask you to do something that you are not confident in, something that you think, I don't have the skills, I don't have the abilities. God, but this is not my skill set. Well, why don't you ask him? He is better prepared for this. He's got the skills for this particular thing. Ask him, not me. So you feel unprepared when you do not have the skills, the abilities. Moses says, I can't speak. I stammer. I cannot do this. I don't have the skills or the abilities. And so he feels unprepared. And then also you feel unprepared when you are inexperienced, whichever one you want to take. It's all English. You're welcome. This is my lesson today. Let's go with inexperienced today. Disexperienced. I like to say, no, okay. Inexperienced. We're going with inexperienced. You feel unprepared when you're inexperienced. Moses says, I've never done this before. And never have I, this, I don't know what to do. This is a new thing for me. I am inexperienced. And so when you are in that position, when you're in that place where God asks you, gives you a task, something to do, and you've never done it before, you're like, well, so-and-so would do a better job of doing this because they've done it several times. They're really good at this. God, why don't you ask them? You feel inexperienced. You're like, I don't know where to go with this. I don't know what to do. I've never done this before. You feel inexperienced. Therefore, you feel unprepared. This is a place where you find Moses. So he doesn't know what the outcome will be of this situation, of this task. He doesn't know. He doesn't have the skills or the abilities to do this. And he says he's inexperienced. He says, I don't have the experience to do this. But then God says, you know, I want you to do this. And there are many times that God is going to ask you and I to do things. There are many tasks that God is going to give us, tasks that we will not know the outcome for. Wouldn't it be nice if everything you did, you knew what the outcome would be? God would be like, yeah, take this test. You're going to ace it. Ask her out. She's going to say yes. You know, go to this interview. The job is yours. Like, do this. It's all going to work out. You know, but not all the times. There are times that God is going to ask us to do things and we do not know the outcome. There are going to be times when God asks us to do this, to things, and we're going not to have the skills or abilities. You'll be like, I don't know how to do this. I do not have the skills or abilities to do this. There are times that God is going to ask you to do something and you feel inexperienced. But then what keeps you going? In those times when you feel inexperienced, when you feel like you don't have the skills or the abilities, when you do not know the outcome, what keeps you going? There are three truths that I want us to remember from this passage. When you feel unprepared, there are three truths from God's word that I would like us to remember. The first one is that to God, obedience is a desirable outcome. To God, obedience is a desirable outcome. You know, for Moses, he's like, okay, so if you want me to do this, for him, a good outcome would have been, I go to the people. God has sent me to take you from here to here. They say, yes, yes, we're here for this. Yes, awesome, we're gonna follow you. And they all leave and it's happily ever after. You know, that's, for him, that is the desirable outcome of this. But God says, you know what? You will go, you will perform this miracle, and they won't believe you. You know, he says, you've performed the first miracle, they won't believe you. Here is a second miracle. They might not even believe you after this. Here is a third one. And so God knows that these people might not even believe him. But then God sends him anyway. And then after that, he says, oh, okay. Oh, okay, we've dealt with that. But I don't know how to speak. I don't know how what to say about this. I don't know how to do this. And so he's got all these excuses that, you know, he's got, Moses, that he brings to God. But God says, you know, yes, you've got all this, but I want you to go. I want you to do this. I want you to obey me. And that's what God requires of Moses in this time. He says, just obey me. Just go. You know, there are many times in which, for us, the success or the desirable outcome for something is we have a specific thing that we want out of that. We have a specific outcome that we're looking for in a specific situation. You know? And so you say, okay, I write the exams, I want to pass. You know, you have a specific outcome that you want. But to God, our outcomes and God's outcomes might be different. What God requires of you is obedience. Obedience from you is an outcome to God. You know, so he says, you know, we're saying obedience is a desirable outcome to God. Because, yes, God is doing this amazing thing, bringing the children of Israel out of captivity, out of slavery, to the promised land, to the land flowing with milk and honey. Yes, he's doing all that, and Moses is in the middle of this. This is a big task that God has given Moses. But then God says to Moses, yes, we're doing, you know, this whole thing, but I also want to work on you. Yes, I'm working in the Israelites as a whole, as a nation. Yes, I'm doing this grand plan, but I also want to work in your life. I want to work on your heart, your attitude. And so in the midst of all this, sometimes we get carried away by the thing that is happening, the big thing that is happening. Whatever it is that God has called us to, sometimes we forget that God wants to work on me, on my heart. And so sometimes God just requires your obedience. He just says, obey. Obey me. Whatever it is that I have asked you to do, just do it. That is what God requires of us. And so, yes, there's things happening. Yes, you know, you are going to do that task, but then God wants you to obey him. He wants you to do whatever it is that he has asked of you, whether you know the outcome or not, whether it's going to be a good outcome or not, whether you feel prepared, whether you feel like you have the skill set or not, whether you feel like you're experienced enough, you're like, yeah, I've got this. I've done this several times. Yes, I've got this. But God just wants you to obey him. So, yes, you are going to, you know, yes, there is the task. Yes, you feel unprepared. But to God, obedience is a desirable outcome. And then the other thing that I want us to remember is that God knows. God knows. He knows that you feel unprepared. He knows what is happening. And in this case, he knew that the children of Israel would not believe Moses. So he actually even tells Moses, he says, yeah, go and do this first miracle. They're not going to believe you. I'm like, really, God? So you know that they're not going to believe him, and yet he's sending Moses anyway. And God knows. He knows that it's not going to work out as according to the plan that you have. God knows. And we can rest assured in that God knows. You can say in that fact that God knows. That this is not just happening in a vacuum, that it's not just, oh, nobody knows what's going on here. I'm all alone in this. God knows. He is with you in that. Even when you feel unprepared, God knows. He is with you. And then God has a plan. God has a plan. He knows. He also has a plan. You know, in, towards the end of the passage, Moses is still whining. He's crying like a baby. I know babies who cry less than Moses. It's like, but I can't do this, but it's too hard, but I can't speak, but I can't, but I can't. And God is like, you know what? I've got Aaron. He's on his way. He's going to meet you, and you're going to do this together. I already have a plan. I've got this. You shouldn't worry about it. I've got this. I have a plan. It's not like, you know, this happened, and God was like, what? Moses can't speak? I was not ready for this. Okay, let's see. Whose numbers do I have here? Who can we call about this to help out Moses? And he's not flustered. At this point, God had already spoken to Aaron. God had already prepared Aaron to leave his home and be on his way to meet Moses. So it's not like, you know, it was God's like, oh, okay, let's move on to plan B and plan C. Oh, okay, Aaron, where are you? Can you leave now? Can you come and meet Moses? And God was already prepared for this. God has a plan. And so he has already spoken to Aaron. He has already sent Aaron in his way. God says, Aaron is already on his way. He's happy to meet you. You're going to meet, and you're going to go and do this together. That's what God says. God has a plan. So even when we feel unprepared, even in those times when you're like, I don't have the skill set for this. I can't do this. I've never done this before. Whatever it is that your reason is, God has a plan, and you can trust God's plan. You can trust God's plan. And so in all this, we do see that, yes, we might feel unprepared when we do not know the outcome. Yes, we might feel unprepared when you don't have the skills or abilities. When you are inexperienced, you might feel unprepared. But then God knows the place that you're in. He is with you in that. God has a plan, and it will come to pass. And God requires obedience of you, requires you to say yes to him and to follow what he is saying. And then ultimately, you know, when you prepare for something, you're like, okay, you feel like it's, we get this feeling, this sense that it's about me. So when I prepare, I spent time, I prepared for this, and I did a good job, and people are going to come to me and say, oh, okay, Edith was like, yeah, well done, good sermon. I'm like, yes, I spent time preparing for that. Yes, awesome. You know, be like, yeah, you did great with that. That was a good set, I don't know, that you sang or whatever. You're like, yes, you put the work in, you feel like, yes, I've done this. Yes, I've done a good job. You feel like it's about you. But then ultimately, it's really not about me. It's not about you. It's not about how good I am, because that's what we feel in the end. When you prepare, you're like, yes, I've done this. I feel good. It's not about how good you are or I am. It's about how good God is. And God says here to Moses, he says, I will give you the words. I'll give you the words. I'll give Aaron the words. I'm the one who's gonna do this. It's not really you. So yes, in your unpreparedness, when you feel unprepared, it is me who's at work. I am going to work in you and through you. And so God says, I am going to give you what to say. I am going to be with you. I am going to teach you what to do. He says that to both Moses and Aaron. And so God is the star of the show. It's not you, it's not me. So sometimes we do get that lie, you know, in our heads when you prepare. You're like, yes, I've done a good job. Yes, I deserve this. Yes, I've done a good job. Therefore, this has come out. It's me. I have done this. But then it's really God. God is the star of the show. It's not you, it's not me. And so let's remember that even when you feel unprepared, that even in your when you feel unprepared, God is with you in that. He will take you through that, and he is the one who is the star of the show. Someone this week, and you feel unprepared. You might have an exam later this week, and you feel unprepared. You might be starting something new this week, and you feel unprepared. There's so many things that you might feel unprepared for that you have going on in your life. But even in those times when you feel unprepared, when you're like, I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be. I don't have the skills or abilities. I am inexperienced. I don't know how to do this. Remember that God knows. He knows where you are. He sees you. He knows where you are. He is with you. Remember that God has a plan, and it will come to pass. And remember that to him, obedience is a desirable outcome. And so God wants you to obey him. God wants you to go. God wants you to prepare. God wants you to do whatever it is, the task that he has given you. Do that to honor him. Prepare to honor him. Do that because God is with you, and he is going to take you through that. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for you are the God who is with us, even when we feel unprepared. Help us to look to you. Help us to trust in you, even when we feel unprepared, even when we feel we don't know the outcome, or we don't have the skills, or we're inexperienced, even in all that. Help us to look to you, to trust in you, to trust in your goodness, in your kindness, that you are with us through everything that you have laid for us, through the tasks that you have given us to do. Help us to do those diligently to honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.